Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our opinion, our opinion, our opinion.
Really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face, we can talk through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, 'cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, 'cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seeds. We gotta grow as a people, 'cause wisdom and knowledge is equal, and all we need to learn to do is spread our wings like eagles. Now, let's talk truth, let's talk truth, let's talk truth. Lord, sit down to talk truth, but the rest is on you.
Let's talk truth, to me and let's talk truth. Hey, let's talk truth, straight from me to you. Hey, no need to worry, there's a brighter day. Just live your life no matter what they say. Let's talk truth so you can understand. Why not just power and it's on the man.
Good evening, everyone. We are here this evening on Let's Talk Truth, Blog Talk Radio. Normally, we're here every Tuesday evening at 7:30, but we decided to do something a little different today. We have been so very blessed with one of our good friends that's a caterer to do a special lunch dinner for us here, and we're just so awesome. I'm going to let him tell us the name of his catering company, our chef, Dijon Goodson. What's the name of your caterer?
Culinary Cuisine.
Culinary Cuisine. Do you have a phone number, sir, if someone in the DFW Metroplex might need to have need of your services? If you could please give us a phone number.
Yes, ma'am. That is 469-305-6599.
Okay, so that's area code 469-305-6599. And you can make sure you let them know that Let's Talk Truth, Blog Talk Radio is send a shout out to Culinary Cuisine. And you can call that number and get your eat on. So this is, and it's really good. We had today a crawfish boil, is that what you call it?
Yes.
But we
have crawfish, shrimp, potatoes, and corn on the cob.
Fish. And it was excellent. I mean, if you wanted to eat in New Orleans style, you could have done that today here. We really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Also, we have quite a few people in our studio today. We're just going to see who's going to speak up and share in the knowledge that we're trying to bring about here. We're talking about today, Rescue Me, but do it my way. And our success in life depends on the choices we make. Do you all agree?
Yes.
But all of our choices depends on the help that we get from others, because no man is an island. You can't do anything by yourself. So the help that we actually seek is known as wisdom. We don't know always what to call it, but that's what we look for to make us a successful life, is the wisdom. But not everyone is looking to share their spotlight. And what I mean by that is, I may need your help, but if you help me out of the situation, then that means I think you're smarter than me. And you know, I really don't want your help, but I really need your help. So it thinks that we are, and that's we have our studio, we have our children in the studio today. We're just doing a fun day. So that's Miss Kaylee that you're listening to. We're here to, we're going to discuss why some people don't want to receive the help. They need your help, they ask for it, but they want to travel that same failed path that they chose initially. You know, I don't know why if I went around the block unsuccessful one time and I went around the block unsuccessful two times and I asked for your help, I want you to help me, but I want to go around the block the way I went around the other two times. If it was unsuccessful those two times, if I do it the same way, it's going to be unsuccessful. And what do we always say about doing something over?
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
Okay, so if you are doing it over and over again and you're not listening, what does that say about you?
That
someone's wrong with you. You are an idiot. So we're going to be joined today, and if you should ever want to call in and voice your opinion, that's up to you, but you can dial in at 347-843-4945. So I'm going to welcome everybody here in the studio, and I'm going to give y'all an opportunity to say your name, to say how you, what you're representing with. Maybe you own your own business. Maybe you're just a downright good person who loves to be in my company. Whatever it is, I'm going to let you decide. So we're going to start first. We'll start right here first.
All right. Hi, everyone. I'm a regular on the show. I'm Shannon, of course, you know. Very opinionated. I'm a licensed insurance agent, providing advice to those who need it. However, let's see. Something interesting about myself. I don't have my own business as of yet. However, I'll be more than happy to give my opinion on what I think on this subject today, and I'm excited to share that.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Next. Introduce yourself.
No.
I'm a regular. All right. We have a guest all the way from Iowa, Drew Dallas. Come on.
My name is Lena.
All right, Lena.
My name is Bree. I also represent Connor.
All right. Yes, that's good.
My name is
Clay. Hey, all right. Shout out to the Boston East Christian Center. And we have Kennedy on board in here. I don't know if she's going to say anything. But we have Kaylee. And we have
Elijah.
And we have Demario. Okay. So now let's get to talking. I'm going to first give somebody the floor. Have you ever messed up in anything that you were trying to accomplish in life and it didn't go quite so well and somebody gave you some advice that you didn't take and then later you regretted the fact that you didn't take that advice?
I have 41 years under my belt. If the Lord says the same, September would be my birthday, and I'll be 42. It's here. Anyway, but I just like to say, you know, there's a lot of things, but hindsight is 2020, I will say that. So the things that you think, like when I was young, I thought, you know, I want to do this. I feel like I'm an adult now. I'm 18. I can buy cigarettes. Okay, then it goes, I'm 21. I can buy alcohol. So I can do the same thing that my mother should do. I have the same rights that she has. I can do whatever. But had I listened to little things that she indicated to me, or ways of saving money, ways of thinking, people not surrounding myself with, then I would not be in her predicament, you know, the predicament that I have been in, had I been listening back then. It's not a matter of me, you know, expressing my independence, but I was expressing my independence as a fool. Because those things, I'll tell you something small. When I was younger, it was very popular to wear very short skirts and large sweaters and with off the shoulder with the, you know, just little one strap short on the side. And I remember it was cold, very cold, and I was going to go to a football game, and I had laryngitis. And my mother was like, well, Shannon, you can't wear it. If you're going to go, you have to bundle up. You can't go up there in that little skirt. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm cute, and the cold don't bother my legs. But as I sit here at 41 years old, asked me to get up off the couch like I used to when I was 17, this right knee killed me. So it's because of all the flipping I did, all the, you know, if you don't do all these flips, Shannon, you have to make sure you take care of yourself. Oh, my body is not reacting. Let me just beat me. I'm young. And now my body is saying, okay, Shannon, you just learned.
Okay, somebody else? Give me your table of regret.
I got out of school.
Okay. Come on, Deshaun. Now, I know a man of your stature have not made any mistakes.
Okay.
And you. So now
Man for years,
So I told her, baby, that's not your husband. He has married everybody but you. He married a blind lady with a seeing eye dog. He still didn't marry you. That is not your husband. Let him go. And then, you know what she told me? She says, well, I think you're just jealous and don't want to see me happy. Have y'all ever thought that maybe when people gave you advice that they didn't want to see you happy? Has that ever?
I mean, sometimes that's the case, but I'm not going to be all Christian here, but logically speaking, you know who has your good deeds in your heart. You can feel who doesn't like you. You know, and people choose to be safe and say that, you know, it's okay if she doesn't like me. I'm still going to do this. I'm still going to do that. But at the end of the day, you know who doesn't have your good deeds in your heart. And sometimes the truth, everyone said they want the truth, but they don't. The truth really hurts. People say, I want the truth. The truth really hurts because it is a direct reflection of really who you are, really what's going on with you, those things we mask about ourselves. It's like having a conversation all in one. At your own reflection, like you have to honestly look in the mirror and admit, this is what's going on. We live in, like, narcissism all the time. You chase people who don't want it. You know, unrequited love. We want to get involved with people who really don't have our best interest at heart. You know, we don't understand that friendship on any level, because any person you're in a relationship with, you have to be friends with them for it to work. And at any level, a friendship will tell you when you're doing right, cheer you on, and offer them the time to say, you know what, you're absolutely wrong. You know, you were wrong for that. I still love you. I'm here. I'm going to help you any way I can, but you were completely wrong for that. And we think that going along to get along is the way to be. And that's not the truth. Like, you know, your message is saying today, basically, you know, rest in peace and do it my way. If your way worked, then you wouldn't be in the mess you're in. Try another rookie. If I tell you, look, I've been fat for a long time. Chad and I, you start losing weight. You say, how I start losing weight? Well, now, God won't do that. I'm going to say, like, yeah, say how you are. You know, don't ask me, oh, Shannon, how do you do your makeup? And I tell you, I do like this. But I can't do this. No, that's not me. Then, you know, why ask us to listen to those things if we're not going to take it on? I'm not going to listen to somebody who's never worn makeup. You can't say that I make makeup unless you're food for it. But you've never worn makeup. I can't tell. You know, I'm a firm believer. You can't teach that you don't know. You can't leave where you don't go. But the things that you do know that a person knows, accept it for what it is.
And, you know, a lot of times my thing is I try to teach people to be kind. You may not want to listen to what everyone says.
No.
But you don't have to just throw it back in their face right then. You can just say, well, I sure do. Thank you very much. And, you know, but, you know, you don't have to be mean. You don't have to be mean with. So this is what we're finding a lot of times. Now, let me say this, too. I say this in every show that I do. We're Let's Talk Truth. So that means we're going past our opinion stage. If we're going to tell the truth, the only way you can tell the truth is to incorporate God in it. Am I right? Now, by incorporating God in everything, we will come to that bottom line that's called truth. So if you get to the point where you want to know how to do something, you have to do it the way God says do it. And if you don't do it that way, then what good is it going to be? Is there going to be, you know, any repercussions for you establishing the truth in your heart? Wisdom comes only from God.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with how old you are. It has something to do with your experience.
You know, I'm a firm believer that every action has an equal and opposite meaning. That's scientific, that's, you know, logic, that's everything. You know, there's everything has a reason and a catalyst for every action. So it depends on what reaction do you want, depends on the action that you put out there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't expect for me to smile on your face if I say good morning and you look at me like with a poop face. I want you to can't see my face, but it's real face. So if you look at me like that, then why would I even fix you either? So my reaction is to get you like that's not fixing you down. I mean, that would be the normal reaction. But people have, we don't take that into consideration. I think we've all become too privileged, and we believe that there are no consequences to whatever we do. That there is always going to be, you know, that's just me. I'm so sick of hearing that. That's just me. That's just how I am. You know, I'm going to give you an example. Right now, we've got all this stuff going on here about, you know, the feelings of African Americans and things like that. Okay, so I'll say maybe they can tell me in my 41 years of living, I watched a lot of black men who went to jail for a blockbuster movie. The judge gave me 25 years. He killed himself. So black people have been dying. My cousin was shot by in the back as he was 18 years old. No investigation on that. This is nothing new. This is not new. Everybody, oh, I'm so outraged. This is nothing new. It's been happening. It's just now that everybody has a camera on their phone. They used to be back in the day when people and the wives supposed to look with a little singular wireless. They had camera phones. But Metro PCS, flat phones didn't have cameras. So now everybody has a camera phone. So it's easier to capture these things. So you ask me, when, it's not that I'm against any type of movement or whatever, I don't get involved in it, you want to know why. Everybody's talking about Black Lives Matter, yes they do, on all of them. They really do. But how can I stand up as a community and say, y'all got to stop killing us when we are killing ourselves? We don't do anything in this world that says, you know what, we try the same insane act over and over again. Marching down the streets of downtown has not solved anything. Not once have we all got together and petitioned to change legislative rules that says if a police officer is found for doing something they have no business, instead of sending him home, he's on administrative leave with pay, which is another word for vacation. Instead of us attacking the legislative laws and saying this is what needs to change, I'm going to give you an example. It's a black boy and a white boy. One went to a prestigious, the white boy went to a prestigious school. He's a swimmer. The black boy went to Vanderbilt, played back football. They were both student athletes, both you know, destined to do great things. They both did something wrong at their schools. They both raped a girl. Now, before I go any further, no, I don't condone rape in any shape, form, or fashion. However, the Caucasian gentleman got 3 years probation. He was sentenced to 6 months jail, only served 3. The black boy was sentenced to a minimum of 15 years in jail. Now, my thing is this. Do I want you to let a racist out on those free? No. But they, what happened that gives him the right to say, well, he has a career in front of him. He has this. Instead of us attacking the laws, you know what the people did? They got together and signed a petition, got it online, and got the man off the bench who gave the boy a little sentence. But do we do anything like that? Marching around these streets talking about no justice, no peace, ain't going to make no difference. Mm-hmm. We don't make difference in the law. We have to attack wherever those are. But we're trying the same thing over and over again. Exhibit B. I'll take Martin Luther King. He marched, but he had a plan. Those people walk. They stop shopping. They stop taking the buses. But walking around complaining about something is insane when we're not doing anything to change it. Nothing. Is that changing anything? Is it showing a sense of unity?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I use a funeral. Everybody always wants to say, man, we got to get together as a family. We got to love each other. We got to do this when somebody dies. How long does that last?
Till they get in the ground.
I'm being real with you. How long does that last? You know, everybody hollering, oh, Black Lives Matter. That started way back with Trayvon Martin. Now 16 other million people have been put on the news. What has changed? What has marching changed? Has anybody got a petition? Has anybody said, you know what? Let me go to law school, get my law degree, because what I know how to do is learn how to put this injunction in and learn how to propose something to the Senate. And we can get this done. We can get 3 million signatures for everybody out here marching. Sign some. Get it put up. We can try the same thing if we want help. But how? Help you our way? Because our way is not working. Because me marching is not helping. People feel dying left and right. Is it helping? No, it's not. Oh, it's showing unity. You say I'm showing unity. Well, my neighbor over there got a bunch of trash in the yard. I'm in my black community. Instead of me throwing my litter out on the ground, I go pick it up. Instead of me having my little boys walk up and down the street and say, pants hanging down, I tell them, young man, pull your pants up. Learn how to speak. These little girls walking around here, sweetheart, you ain't got to lay down to have baby after baby with no deadbeat. Learn how to get it for yourself. Let me teach you this. Let's put in workshops. Let's, you know, let's teach it. But now we all the same where we want to holler for somebody else to kill us. But how many times you have to try to fight somebody's mama because she done said something they're going to move your child? The lady was out here, he's burning up his yard, setting him on fire. Y'all know about it. That's the way. When somebody can touch you. Because I'm not trying to be funny. Black lives do matter, but I was from the beginning, they matter. Mm-hmm. There are no programs in place to say, you know what? We have no blacks in math and science. Your literacy rate is high in African American communities. Let's go reach one, teach one. Hey, everybody, let's go to a reading program. It ain't about boxing and feeding it all the time. You have to get in there and work. You want to know why? You have to learn something new. Get outside of your environment. There's a world outside of your hood. Mm-hmm. Learn it. Because how else can you match a person? That's why I said to try the same thing over and over. Expect a different result. We always tell you want to help. You have to learn what a person is from to know what they are. So if you want to learn how to be something or learn how to come at it, you can't fight marching with something that happens because you have no control.
Exactly.
You have no control. That person has a badge. Anyone in authority has the power over anybody who is not in authority. So how do you do that? You attack the authority with what? With. Yeah, there's something always above them. It's something that governs who they are. So how come no one can stop that? Those Caucasians got together and got the justice this call for giving out little things, for raping that girl unconsciously. But have we done this? Have we petitioned? We want to march our fathers over side and jail. That's the crazy and free. And every time you turn around something on Facebook, it's a post. Free my dude. Free my homeboy. Why? He was guilty of killing 3 people. I don't want him free. I just want the other people that get killed, you can get the same killer.
Yeah.
If you're going to make it crappy, pray. Don't be silly with it. We got too many spokesmen. Everybody wants change. But how? You can't have a village full of chiefs. There's got to be some Indians. Somebody got to serve it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can't run the show.
You know, you have said a lot, and that's why we're talking. That we want to be rescued, but we want to do it the way we want to do it. And we just, that's something you can't do. Some things have to be different. I will say this. We're not looking at things, looking at the big picture.
Oh, no.
Look, I'm of age. I'm an adult woman. Back in my day, I was attacked differently. There are two things in this world that you're faced with, good and evil. Evil attacks you when you're weak and cannot fight back. Now, the thing that it took in my generation to throw me off kilter is, you know, passe. It's not valid anymore. If you'll notice that evil attacks younger and younger to get them to fall in line with what they want. I was looking at this baby right here. Evil has to attack her at her age now. Why? She's serious. I look at her in Sunday school. She talks about, you know, you can teach her something in Sunday school. She just on point, getting back to you. Now, think about this. Because she is alert and learn quickly, Satan is going to expose her to more stuff. social media is killing our kids. That's why I told my grandbaby, I don't know, but we're going to shut social media down while she studies the book of the Bible. They're supposed to study them and know them. When are we going to expose our kids to be well-rounded in that matter? But we come out, what was the first deal you had, game you had, Courtney? When you
were little? No, it's not backwards, too.
No, the foreman.
Atari
lasted for so long. Then that got to the point where your mind wasn't captured enough. So then once they come out with
Atari came out, then it was Nintendo.
Okay. In either way, each one of these games come out with a little bit more capture than the first one. Okay? So now, why do you think that is? Our children are wiser than we were when we were that age. So if,
I didn't understand the concept of things. You could say like you're I want to count on somebody saying, you know, like, if they're talking adult, like, the two adults are talking about another person. I would never catch that. But now you can't say anything in front of the kids. They're going to catch on to who you talking about. Push. She just says, and then people are going right in with you. We don't instill anything else. We're thinking that the way we've been going for these past few years is allowing us to just be okay. It's not about doing what you want, how you want to do it. Like, there are certain ways to do this in society. There are ways to do things. For example, how I'm talking now, it's not how I talk with other women. It's not how I thought of it when I was, I expected to talk to people even, but nevertheless, you can't go, corporate America's not going to hire you talking about, you know what I'm talking about, see what I'm saying? The thing is, y'all be trying to give me no first shot, you know what I'm saying? When you heard your parents write, you know, write, red like blood, with a green top and a pink little line here, you have all these tattoos in your face, and you think someone wants you to get their corporate professional building and talk to someone about, so, I mean, who you heard to say, though? Like, why do you keep coming to this day? But if people who do it, so you expect you want to change, and we say we want to change, we want opportunity, well, you have to make yourself readily available for that opportunity. And people think, that's conforming to the man. No, that is not fitting. They want at the end of the day, that's not going to get you anywhere. I'm not trying to be funny. President Obama can't, and Michelle can come out on the thing, patting her hair, come out, baby, and chewing gum with the dickies and house shoes and flip-flops, and talking about, who's going to do this real quick? Y'all too talking, because we're going to have America while we're like, I'm about to get first off. You know what I'm saying? She couldn't give her speech and do that. She couldn't. And we all have to think right now more than ever. We all have to take a look. Look at the candidacy we're facing. I'm not going to say too much about it. I'm just saying, look at our alternatives. We are in for a world of trouble. If we do not do something now to build, our elderly is going to suffer. I'm going to suffer when I get older. There's no Social Security at first. So, go ahead.
And Social Security now, can't nobody live.
You don't get an increase, but your bills get increased. Oh, everything's in place, but you're not even in place, my husband. So if we don't get things in place to take care of our own, it's easy to say, stop doing it. But if we can leave our own, we don't have no reason to be in our area. If we keep our own self together, it will be no reason to be in my neighborhood. If I stop doing the things that I'm doing, I'm not, you know, people can say, Chevy, you've been saying that because you've never been. But I've been pulled out of home. And so again, I am me. What have I done? I've been followed out of an area because I made the wrong turn and dropped my mama off at the airport. I instantly picked up the phone call and said, hey, they're behind me just in the middle of the night. It's dark. I'm letting y'all know where I am. So what's the deal? I have been exposed to that. My brother is the most straight-laced person I know. He's never done anything wild. Like, he's never, like, I mean, I'm just a wild dude. But I mean, like, he's not, like, the illegal law-breaking person. He's, like, so by the letter and by the law. But he's been just getting out on the ground, walking up his shirt, harassed, almost shot at. But why does that happen? Have we thought of a game plan? People down left and right, have we said, you know what? When you get pulled over by the police, dial 911. Tell 911, I do not feel safe and comfortable stopping. I have a car behind me. This is my life and place. This is my name. I do not feel comfortable stopping here. I'm going to stop at a well-lit area. I'm going to stop where there are groups of people around. I'm not going to stop on the side of the road by myself. I will not do it. Well, that is every right to do that. So why would you? Then when you pull up, both hands on the whip. You want my ID? Then you have to come right here and get it. I'm not moving. I don't want to be shot. No. So why not have contingency plans like that versus saying, we don't march around until something's done. We want their job. You can't get their job. Because they guess they have to have so many people on the police force. So learn your law.
If you clean out your community, there is no reason for them to come to work. Then if you get it out of there, you can say, listen, ain't nobody doing nothing around here, and in case your credibility is low. But if you are, even though you're in the right, if you are a three-time convicted felon, nobody's going to believe you. You know what I'm saying? You may have to admit you are a prison. And I'm not saying you got to power down, because I think that all the power rests in the people. But
it does.
What we have done is we have, like I said all the time, we have put everybody on pedestals. We put police on pedestals. We put judges. We put everybody on it. Like, oh, my God, when we see them, we start crying. Like, oh, my God, there's the president. For what? He's just a man. And he, even though they are leaders, they are servants. But we, oh my God, like right now, a lot of people have said, President Obama came in there, we wouldn't even have to take out President Obama. He can't get out of
trash. Well, he got to eat the trash.
You know, that's, you know, we have to treat people like people. And then after that, we have to take back our power. We have given it over willingly to politicians and police officers. There is no reason why when I get stopped and for speeding, I say, how you doing, sir? He come up there and say, how you doing? Shut the hell up, I'm going to talk to you. No. I haven't done nothing. You calm down. There's no reason for you to go up that high.
But what did you say? Oh, sir, did you take your medicine today?
What you have to do is, it's a good cop, have to start running out the bad cop.
Mm-hmm.
And if that starts happening, then you'll see a dialogue. And also, with the protesters, if you say you're protesting, you got to start calling out the people who try to demand
inside
your protest,
it,
making shooting cops and everything. Because they're not with us. You need to be actively pushing those people out. If the two groups would do that, you would see them coming together. But a lot of times, a lot of like police officers and things like that, they're not supposed to be police officers because they're not people.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they have an ego trip that I got a power and I got a badge and everything. Everybody wants to say, you want to know something, go ask the cop. Don't ask the cop. He's dumb. All he know is they tell you 2585, that code means so-and-so. Mm-hmm. They don't know law. They don't know anything. But we think that the cops know everything. No, they don't know anything. So we need to quit putting them like that. And we need to take care of our business now, because just like people don't understand, but a couple of years ago, the Supreme Court ruled that cops have no, they don't have to protect. But we, you know, that's supreme, that's top. Court in America says they have no reason to protect. They don't have a duty to protect. Like they say, protect and serve. So you see a lot of them calls get stripped of to protect and serve. They don't
means you have to do things for yourself. That means, and I'm not saying that you get caught doing in the wrong place at the wrong time, and good people get knocked out. But when it comes, you got to start sticking it to them. Not marching. You got to start sticking it to them pocketbooks. That's what you got. Because you can march all day and say, look at them high folks that's in this thing. But if the city starts saying, you bankrupt the city, so they're going to have to pay. They're going to have to pay. And if you just start hammering in there, and getting out instead of trying to always vote all Republicans for all Democratic, then you can do something. But we as blacks, just because we have never voted Republican, it's always Democrat. Even though they rot, we still vote in.
I'm looking at the shoes growing up in high school. You know, my mother's out of school.
And I remember kids from their genre and kids nowadays. It's totally different. Kids not going to be adult mentality. They come out of the womb with an adult mentality. They grow faster, they learn faster, they do things a lot faster than other kids did. That means, you know, there are those anomalies where they're, oh, that kid is right. Well, most of the kids are right. Nowadays, we take on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But we have tried to continuously push our children into a realm of confusion by allowing them to be adults in certain situations, but yet trying to wrap some discipline in when it is not beneficial to us. For example, it embarrasses a parent, or it makes you feel, it makes you feel like you have accomplished anything and how things are turning out. Like, these kids feel like they can just do, but you know, when I say kids, I'm talking about the younger generation. Like, it's not just about kicking, it's not about how many presents Jordan's have, or, you know, man, I'm icy. Oh, man, I'm making this bad. But at the end of the day, when they find it was a man who laid in a state of naked, given the medical attention, died after 5 days, he wasn't charged with anything. He was in the cell, and he died naked. After he told them, hey, I think my neck is broken, they're like, yeah, right. They kept bringing water. He's like, the cup is still full. I'm thirsty. Can someone help me? You know, he laid in there and died. So at the end of the day, how icy he was outside, that can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter how many pressures you had. It don't matter how many, but when you die, you can't take none of that with you. It's about being a kind person, being honest. We can't even, we want to reach for something because we all want to jump on the soapbox. I remember the little kids out there all screaming when they had a little march after one of them, the Michael Brown shooting, and that woman whooped her son on home. Catherine didn't even know people out there marching. If you ask them, why were you out here? Because they killed somebody. But why are you marching? That's what I asked. Because they killed somebody, yes. But what is this doing? What is the end result of this?
Mm-hmm.
Like tearing up your own city. Somebody got to quit. I'm going to turn up. I'm going to tear up my own family. Well, I'm bringing my own grocery store. Now where I'm going to go shop? I'm just saying, look at the mentality. Like, so I even look at Katrina. That was the most God awful thing I've watched. And I had the ability to go. When they opened up New Orleans and said everybody can, some people can come back, I went, I saw firsthand, I smelled firsthand the death, the stinky water, the lives that were lost, the outline of chalk, where people were holding on to pieces of their roofs and houses. But yet and still, in the midst of all this turmoil, the people who were at work, you don't know where your loved ones are, they got little some other people looking for, and you have the nerve to steal TVs. What are you going to do with them in this water? You weren't using them to float. You're holding them over your head, walking through the water.
The water
feet. It didn't make any sense to me.
Why are you gonna
flood? It's not just you, Katrina. I'm looking at any given thing. Anytime something goes awry, we want to tear up our own foot. Has that gotten us anywhere? That's why he said, "My mom made me, man. I'm gonna shave my head." But I'm the one looking the fool. They don't kill nobody else.
Yeah.
It doesn't change the fact that you're in trouble. It doesn't change the fact of what happened. We make stupid decisions and we think it's okay. We also have a chance to say whatever we want to say and think we can say whatever and do whatever we want to say to somebody, and then I don't say nothing bad. Everybody's not that lay down and take it kind of personal. I know. It's been bothering me for the past month. I guess I think I'm getting older. And I'm looking at how people are missed out on life, on everything. Worried about the wrong thing, trying to just to say they got involved with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's what's the scripture? A tinkling cymbal,
a sounding brass, and a tinkling cymbal.
All I think about it is like a joke, you know, like back in the day they had the beans with the drums in front of them and the cymbal on their knees and a harmonica with the drums. That was like a circus. And nothing's changing. We're doing the same thing. We lie to each other. We're not friendly.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that person's best regard. We're not honest and upfront. You know, to me, I don't care what a person does. We all see them. don't know what to do. But I just think that those things that make you have a dark heart, like using the people, begging by lying, setting people up. Why? We can't get mad at the next man going to each other. Yeah, I'm watching. I'm making sure you're watching. Oh, you're watching. So I'm making sure you're watching. That's funny. Talk about the downfall of another person. And honestly, if you really think about it, you can find something wrong with anybody if you look at them long enough. There's a way to make anybody fall. I don't care how big they are, how strong they are. If you study a person long enough, there's always something to start. Someone won't take their time to do it. A lot of people, but we're trying the same thing. You can't be, I work with a progressive, but what? That's what I'm for. I'm just all for it. But at the same time, you turn around talking about your own first name. I'm not going to help my neighbor, but I'm marching because somebody got killed in another state. When a dude down the street just got killed by the other dude down the street. I'm not marching about that. I'm not marching about that. Why are you killing each other? But I'm a march of a man out of hate that deal. When people out who fuck with are dead and dying every day.
What they doing it, I'm like, no, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about you.
Exactly.
When they say about riding, they say, well, you know, white people ride too. I'm not talking about them. They're not under a microscope. We're under a microscope.
Exactly. We should have eyes.
Change, but at the same time, we still allow them to share us as a bad life. all pay. We all pay child support, and we all don't take care of our kids. We have a thousand of them, we don't take care of our kids. That's not true. There are millions of men, black men, who take care of their kids. But guess what? The system is not on our side. But guess what? We don't fight for that. Look at the schools that are in inner schools. Like where I live. The schools. Every time you got homework, we have books. I don't have no books. Why is that? Why are people up at that school graduating? Nobody's fighting for that. They graduate, they cannot read. Or read at my little girl's level. I can use 18 and reach at a fourth grade level. What have we did? What has happened? What it has to. That's sad. Because that's the generation that's going to take the judges, governors, everything. You want that to rule over you? That's retarded. But there's no one.
Let's talk through Blog Talk Radio. Again, I'm loving you with the heart of God.